T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to be totally honest with you. I've been enjoying the Stanley Cup playoffs. I've absolutely been watching some baseball. But I'm not ready to have basketball done on my TV. And the last two nights that the NBA has gone dark ahead of the postseason, I'm like, I wish there were a game on tonight. The game is officially on this weekend. The NBA playoffs begin. Donskoy! He gets back at it tonight. See what the Sharks got up in Edmonton, trying to take a 2-0 lead before they come back to SAP. That would be great news for the Sharks if it could happen. And man, oh man, oh man, oh man, we got playoffs. Oh, I'm so glad we got playoffs. 4 games open the action tomorrow. We got 8 NBA playoff games over the weekend. It all starts tomorrow at noon. You can have lunch with the Pacers and Cavaliers on ABC. Bucks and Raptors, 2:30 on ESPN. Grizzlies at the Spurs. Jazz at the Clippers. Both of those are on ESPN as well. Sunday, how about brunch with the NBA? You got a 10 a.m. tip, Hawks at the Wizards. And then 12:30 here on 95.7 The Game and on ABC, Trailblazers at the Warriors. Also on Sunday, Bulls at the Celtics, Thunder at the Rockets. And both of those series might be a little bit more interesting. Thunder at Rockets looks like the best series on paper, I think, in the Western Conference to open up play. Bulls, Celtics, I got a sneaking suspicion that that's going to be a little bit more interesting than anyone wants to give a 1 or an 8. I really do. I really, really do. So that is something that we're going to keep an eye on all weekend long, and we cannot wait to get to Oracle Arena on Sunday. Easter Schmeester. Let's play basketball. How are you?
Hi.
Doing good?
Yes.
Having a good one?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You were up early this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I was doing some stuff for Channel 5.
Look K-Pix. At you.
Doing
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
Look at you.
Yeah, 2:30.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a burn at both end weekends. I mean, there's just a lot going on. It's going to be beautiful, I think, all weekend long. AT&T Park will hopefully be under sunshine this weekend. And guess what will also be under sunshine? Not under tarps.
The Coliseum.
How about that?
Tarps
I just saw
off.
A tweet from Ken Korak, who, of course, is your voice of the Oakland A's, saying, here we are. It's 3:00 and the tarps are off. Looks good. Both the Giants and A's lost last night, 3-1 the final in both instances. The A's got a Rajay Davis ninth-inning homer. That was the only run on 6 hits. The Royals avoided the sweep. The A's have the Astros tonight. Jesse Hahn, he was tagged for 2 runs in the first, but actually settled down. He gave up 3 runs, struck out 7, walked 2, 6 hits over 6 innings. Not great, not bad from Jesse Hahn. Meanwhile, Bumgarner did all he could to get the Giants into the win column once again, beyond hitting home run this time. 8 strikeouts, only 1 walk. He went 6. Probably had the early hook there and shouldn't have because, well, I mean, maybe you do. The problem with the Giants right now has got nothing to do with Madison Bumgarner. That guy is just the man in every way definable. Whatever the man is, look it up. It's him. The problem is, the rest of the Giants just are nowhere near the man right now. The other man, Buster Posey, he's out of commission. Brandon Belt is just so Brandon Belt. There's no other way to say it. I mean, I don't know. Is Brandon Belt really, is he good? Is he better than good? Is he a really strong C+? Is it a B-? It's just, he's there. He's okay. Brandon Belt's good. He's fine. Look around the rest of this team. You know, tonight where Crawford's not playing. By the way, very, very sad story about Brandon Crawford, his sister-in-law passing away. We'll ask Alex Pavlovich about it at 3:30. But that's just tragic. I mean, at 4:45, that's when Alex Pavlovich is going to join us. At 3:30, we've got our pal John Morosi. Got our baseball guests backwards there for a second. So, man, oh, man, it's just sad that happened. You know, Brandon Crawford is a young guy. His wife is a young girl. I'm guessing his His sister-in-law also very much fit the definition of young person, and it's just very, very sad that that happened. And, you know, you got to, you know, have the heart go out to the entire family right there.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, it's Johnny Cueto night for the Giants, and that was pretty much the only thing that saved their bacon all last season long. The Rockies never beat Cueto last season. He's 7-2 against the Rockies in his career. The Giants' last four losses have been brought to you by two runs or fewer. I think Jarrett Parker is hitting 150 with a 227 on base. I don't know how much you can keep trotting that out there and play baseball. Not Major League Baseball, anyways. And I don't want to just bang on the guy because it's just a slow start, but with no track record, that's who you are. You are your slow start when you don't have much of a track record to lean on. Giants thought that they could get away with murder and left, and so far, that move has been murdering them and their offense. It's been bad. A's, meanwhile, Kendall Graveman, looking to go 3-0, get his ERA maybe even under 2 tonight. It's at 2.08. He takes on Dallas Keuchel. Graveman is 3-2 with a 4.46 in his career against the Astros. Keuchel, 2-3, ERA under 3 in 14 career appearances. But believe it or not, he didn't beat the A's once last year. Astros found a little lumber up in Seattle. They shut out the Mariners, they got shut out by the Mariners in their home opener and then bounced back with 17 runs over the last two games. So they're swinging hot bats coming into Oakland, and we'll see what the upper deck looks like. I wonder what they're going to get. It's a nice Friday night. What else are you doing? Warriors aren't playing. No conflict of interest. I wonder what kind of attendance the A's are going to have tonight. It's going to be something to keep an eye on.
Plus, the tickets are affordable, $15. I mean, why not? Take the family.
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, $15 is a great price to pay for baseball tickets. You know what's an even better price to pay for Warrior playoff tickets? Nothing. Albie, make life easy on yourself. X out all the lines right now. X out all the lines, because there's always people who hear what they want to hear instead of what I'm saying. And what I'm saying right now is not the opportunity to win Warrior playoff tickets, but that opportunity will present itself later on in the show when we'll be taking, what do you want to do for Iguodala? Caller number 9, since he's so big? Caller number 9 for Andre Iguodala. If you can come off the bench like Andre and be caller number 9 at 888-957-9570 when you hear Tim Roy on acid.
Oh my goodness.
When you hear that a little bit later on, and you will hear it before 6:15, because that is when Chris Townsend and the A's dugout show begins tonight. If you are caller number 9 when you hear Tim Roy on acid, you're going to game 1 against Portland. Again, here's the sounder. Not right now. Listen for this later.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Gianna, we're going to play that a little bit later on. As soon as you hear it, you're going to want to call 888-957-9570. Hey, maybe it's during a segment. Maybe it's during an interview. Maybe it's during a commercial break. Maybe it's during a Gianna update. I guess you're going to have to stick around and listen for the next 3 hours for your chance to win Warrior tickets when you hear Tim Roy on acid.
Oh my goodness.
Everyone good?
Yes.
Does everyone understand the rules?
Either way, you'll be highly entertained tonight and possibly on Sunday.
I would like to think so. Does everyone have it now? Everyone got the number programmed into their phone, 888-957-9570? Good. Yeah, we got tickets to give away. It's going to be fun. Coverage of Game 1 against Portland, by the way, starts Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We're going to have both Matt Stymets and John Dickinson out there doing the NBA This Week show at noon. Kerry Keating and I will take over the airwaves, get you set with an hour-long playoff edition of Warriors Warm-Up. Tim Roy will come on the air at noon. We go on at 11. We're on from 11 to noon. Tim Roy is on at noon. Tip-off is at 12:30. And all Warrior basketball games, of course, can only be heard right here on 95.7 The Game, so make sure you tune in all postseason long. It is going to be a really, really fun ride. And in case you have any doubts about the Golden State Warriors, how about this from Las Vegas? The Golden State Warriors to win the Portland, to beat the Portland Trail Blazers in any amount of games with no lines on the, no line is in play.
Okay.
If you want to just go to Vegas and win $100 on the Warriors are going to win this first series, you have to lay $10,000.
For $100?
It's the Warriors are going off at 10,000
wow.
to 1. 10,000 to 1 to beat. Or no, well, not 10,000 to 1. It's plus 10,000.
Plus 10,000, okay.
Plus 10,000. Now, if you want the Blazers, that's minus 2,200. So you bet 100, you win $2,200.
Okay.
So you can either bet against the Warriors $100 to try to win 2,200, or you can lay 10,000 on the line, and when the Warriors do eventually beat the Portland Trail Blazers, you can go ahead and pick up 100 whole dollars.
If you can afford to bet $10,000 for 100 bucks, you would make probably 10 times that off of interest with the amount of money you have in the bank.
It's
right? It just seems silly to take 10 grand out for $100. Right?
Right. Well, that's, so you'd think, well, since it's such a guarantee to happen, if you were a multimillionaire, why wouldn't you put a whole, bunch?
Or even more, yeah.
Because you wouldn't win much, and millionaires don't bet stupid long odds like that. You didn't become a millionaire doing things like
right.
that. And again, if you want to win big money, betting against big odds, I really don't know. So let's also go over the fact that Marshawn Lynch is not exactly an Oakland Raider yet.
Not yet.
It's close to happening. There's no doubt about it. There was a full green light from Mike Silver on Twitter earlier today, and Marshawn Lynch even seemed to confirm it through cryptic tweets of his own that this is about to happen. And there were several people said that this is a done deal for whatever reason. The news is being pulled back just a little. It is not ink on the paper done. But it's very close to being ink on the paper done. Look, when Marshawn Lynch becomes an Oakland Raider, my only request is that the word Oakland never be used to sell it. Like, you don't get to play that heartstring. You do not get to pluck the he's home note because you're leaving home. But in terms of just adding a running back, yeah, I'm interested to see what a year off of football Marshawn Lynch has to give. Why not? What's the asking price? What's the trading price to get the deal done with Seattle? Well, that's the details that are probably being hammered out that have held up this from being in a full-fledged official announcement. But it looks like it looks like all of the investigation, all of the medicals, all of the physicals have been done to and agreed upon. So that's good. Danskai? Tonight? Danskai? I hope so. I hope so. It's game two for the Sharks tonight. You can catch them on KFOX, our sister station. It would be great to see them come back to SAP up, two games to none with a we can strangle you out of this series moment on San Jose ice in game three. They looked fantastic. From what I watched against Edmonton, I did not watch the first period. And I heard they looked terrible in the first period. And I sat down to watch the Sharks get skated over in game one, and the exact opposite happened. Kind of like we talked about, Gianna. When everyone in the world tells you this team can't do it, that's when I start liking that team just a little. And the Sharks really played like the team that had the head coach from the other team that knew the other team's tendencies. They were all over the ice. They were all over the boards. They were aggressive with the shots. They were physically aggressive. They looked like the faster team. Go Sharks. Excuse me.
Go Sharks.
Got to get one in there, too. By the way, the Sharks are undefeated, Button Vixen, when we play the Canadian alphabet. Do you have that so we can keep things going as is tradition?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, D. Q R S T U friend W X A and these are Canadian ABCs. Susie likes hairy balls. What do you think of it?
I love how you ride
Hold
the
on,
fader.
Not everyone.
I love how you ride the fader on that instead of just editing it out or bleeping it like we're like we're getting away with it. Very, very good. We got a great lineup for you this afternoon. John Morosi comes up at the bottom of the hour. We're talking baseball with Morosi at 3:30. At 4 o'clock, it's a sit back and enjoy. Are you ready for 4 o'clock? Because what we've done is come up with the 10 best games / moments / performances of the Warriors' regular season. We had 67 wins to go through. We boiled it down to 10, the 10 biggest moments of the Warriors season, and we will recapture and go over and jog your memory through all of that coming up at 4 o'clock. A great, great segment ready to go. You're going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm overselling it just a little,
oh,
but I'm
okay.
just telling you.
I got
you,
a little excited.
No,
I haven't even heard it yet.
You should be very excited. Not as excited as Tim Roy on acid.
No.
But you should be excited, Gianna. You really, really should be. It's going to be great. Gary St. Jean at 4:30. We're going to go over the regular season one final time there. And then we'll talk to him about what he expects to see out of the Warriors in the playoffs. Alex Pavlovich at 4:45. He'll join us to talk about what the Giants can do to get a couple hits when they need him tonight. Steve Kerr live at 5. We're going to have the Warrior head coach join us at 5 o'clock, getting you ready for the playoffs. And an A's dugout show comes up at 6:15 tonight. It's going to be fun. As you know, Gianna and I are both huge aficionados of ballpark fare. We love almost threatening your physical nature, like officially gut bomb bad for you ballpark food. Minor league ballpark food, if you can deep fry it, if you can put a stick in it, if you can wrap it in a burrito, like, we're in. We have fat boy curiosities. We really do.
Okay. I do love ballpark food.
Any novelty menu item, usually I want to try it once. I even get suckered in on, like, the nationwide commercial. I'm like, oh, you got... what in the crust? I feel like I should try that just in case anyone who asked me about it, I can give them a legitimate answer. Like, there's a part of me that feels like I want to try, again, fat boy tendencies. It's fat boy tendencies. It really is that. So I've heard of a lot of experimental ballpark fare. You know, you hear about that and you're like, well, that's not going to last the season. That might even not last the homestand. I don't know. That seems like a little experimental. Who's going to go? Like, I never understood pizza. I've never been at a baseball game wanting a slice of pizza.
Nope. Me neither.
Never, never, ever have I eaten a slice of pizza in a major league ballpark, and I never will. Just don't want it. Do not care. Gianna, play along. Let's see if you can do the sing-along.
Okay.
Take me out to the...
ball game.
Take me out with the...
oh, my God, I'm blanking. Crowd. Well,
there
Thank you.
You go. Jeez.
Wow, I haven't had to sing this in a while. Baseball's just back.
Buy me some peanuts and...
Cracker Jacks.
Wrong.
Huh?
Grasshoppers.
What?
Grasshoppers. The Mariners introduced an interesting menu item that they didn't think exactly would have mass appeal. They are serving at Safeco grasshoppers toasted in chili lime salt.
Oh, like chapulines. They serve those in Mexico or South America.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So... Seattle did it almost as like a novelty, as a joke, more than they really thought, like, this is going to speak to our customers. Well, the grasshoppers that are toasted in chili lime salt and come in a 4-ounce cup for $4 are a hit.
What? People are buying them?
We've sold roughly 18,000 grasshoppers, said a Mariners representative. That's more than the restaurant Popito's, which sells them in a year. So the restaurant that kind of had the idea, and kind of like the A's, they want more local flair.
Okay.
So I guess this is a popular Seattle restaurant, and this is a experimental, now word-of-mouth appetizer that people are talking about.
So they serve it all the time.
They serve it all the time at the restaurant. This last homestand, the first homestand of the year, they put up a kiosk thinking that, you know, let's just see. Let's just see. Maybe Andrew Zimmerman from I Dare You to Eat That, you know, walks on by and buys them or something like that. Apparently, it is a hit. They sold out. And as a matter of fact, they went so fast that starting with tonight's game, the Mariners will limit sales to 312 orders per game as to not exhaust the restaurant's supply.
312, that's an interesting number.
They're going with 312 orders because that was Edgar Martinez's career batting average.
Okay.
So you can, right up until Edgar Martinez's batting average, they're selling 312 orders per game. The first 312 orders only will be served, so they do not exhaust the Grasshopper supply.
That's insane.
Since the success of the Grasshoppers, Center Plate has been getting calls from suppliers asking whether the Mariners are about to start selling crickets or other edible popular insects from around the globe. And the Mariners rep said they have no plans to extend that portion of their ballpark menu. But crickets.
Grasshoppers.
Isn't a grasshopper a cricket?
Is it? I don't know.
I think a cricket, look at it this way. If a cricket and a grasshopper aren't brothers, they're cousins. you'd have to offer me a $100 bill for every grasshopper I ate.
So you wouldn't just try it to try
no,
it?
No. No, I am completely convinced that vegans have it wrong. Meat eaters are right. And because here I sit, not by myself, but with all of you atop the food chain, I don't have to dwell into insect fare unless I'm full Tom Hanks castaway on an island.
Okay. I would totally try it.
Duh.
Are they calling it Chapulinas? Like they?
Well, no, but I don't. Yeah, I think that is what
they're
calling it. Yeah.
Wow.
I left it out of the story because I didn't know how to pronounce it. I should have known that I had you to lean on. By the way, we have a little information here. Crickets have longer antennae than grasshoppers.
The things you learn.
The things you learn here on the Damon Bruce Show.
I'm going to have to investigate this a little more for the Sports Dish. Very good story.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm glad we shared it with you. I'm glad everyone now knows that if you need your grasshopper fix, you can go to Safeco. In the meantime, if you need a little fix about Major League Baseball, you don't have to go anywhere. Our buddy John Morosi joins us next on a day where we're going to dive into baseball here and there. Talk an awful lot about the playoffs that are all around us, too. Don't you go anywhere. It's the Damon Bruce Show. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line says, could you please play the Warrior Steve Kerr acid drop thing again? No, I can't, because the next time we play it, we're really doing it. So you're just going to have to keep on listening for Steve Kerr on acid. It's Tim Roy on acid.
You'll know when it happens.
Tim Roy on acid, and believe me, you don't need to hear it to know that that's what it is when you do hear it. You will be able to identify it. And if you do hear it a little bit later on, you can call in and win tickets to Warriors and Blazers Game 1 this Sunday. With all this playoff hockey, with all this playoff basketball, it would be easy for baseball, which just roared with its opening day, to fade into the background just a little bit. But we got an awful lot to talk about, and we're happy to do it with John Morosi, our guest here from MLB Network and Fox Sports. John, good to have you on again. Before we get to a little baseball, I know you were at Joe Louis Arena for its final game. Did you get the lump in the throat? Did you get a little romantic?
I did, Damon, a couple different times. It really was amazing. And to hear the ovation for Steve Yzerman, for Nicklas Lidström, for Scottie Bowman, and to really be there and appreciate, again, if I could digress as a Michigander, as a Detroiter, we have certainly not been at the top of the list in many things, whether it be sports or otherwise. So when you really had a chance to experience that and realize how special that building was in the history of our city and the history of hockey, and to realize that this was the preeminent place in the whole country, and really almost all of North America, you could say, for the sport for the better part of a quarter century, was pretty remarkable. So it was an honor for me to cover it. Some great memories of being there, and certainly to really experience it one more time was very, very special. And, hey, how about the Sharks a couple nights ago there? Melker Carlson, huge goal. So I love the way the role players are coming up. They had to play, of course, a lot of hockey last year, so you always wonder how that team responds to him in the next year because of a lot of mileage on those treads. And, of course, Thornton is still out for the Sharks, but very impressive comeback there in game one from 2 goals down on the road. That right there, my friend, is some championship-caliber hockey.
Look at John Morosi breaking down the Sharks. That gets a game-winning goal.
Vlasic rims it around. Pavelski headmans. Here's a chance. Well, Carlson moving and shoots. He scores! No, Kirk Carlson in overtime wins it for the Sharks. San Jose 3, Edmonton 2. The Sharks lead 1-0 in the best of 7 series.
That's my man Dan Rusinowski with the call. You get a game winner. Thank you very much,
Thank
John.
You. I appreciate it very much. I am honored to have been able to bring that goal back here during the course of our segment. Thank
I
you.
Am too. Hey, you know who could use a game winner? Madison Bumgarner, man. This guy has certainly given it the office, done everything with his arm and his bat you could ask to do to win a game so far. It hasn't happened. If the Giants are going anywhere, it's not via losing Madison Bumgarner starts.
Right. No, that's a very good point. I'll say this, though, about the Giants. And you and I talked, Damon, I think it was maybe even a week before the season started. I said very confidently that if Pence and Panic are healthy and in the lineup and productive, that I'm a believer in the Giants. And they've done that. They really have done that. Of course, a couple days off here and there, but for the most part, Pence and Panic have been in the lineup. And as long as that's the case, I feel as though this team is going to come around. Now, the Giants, I realize they're 4-7, but they ran up against the Diamondbacks to begin the season, I think. And, you know, again, it's a short look here, but the D-backs, 7-3, they're in first place. So it wasn't as though, in retrospect, you were thinking about, oh, my gosh, they lost to a terrible team in their first series. No, they lost to a pretty decent team in that first series that just seemed to be hitting the ball very well. And actually, right now, I still believe Damon leads the majors in runs scored, the Diamondbacks do. So I think that first series, as bad as it looked and felt, I'm sure, to Giants fans, it maybe wasn't as bad as it appeared at first blush. So I think things are going to get going in the right direction. Matt Moore certainly looks much more comfortable year two, or at least his first full season there in San Francisco. So in general, yes, the run support certainly has to pick up again. But as long as Pence and Panic are there, Damon, this team, I think, is going to figure it out offensively.
And hopefully they'll get Crawford back, who unfortunately is with his family since the passing of his sister-in-law. That is unfortunate for sure. And, you know, they got Posey out right now. And the thing is, you know, I mean, when you take one productive piece away from the Giants lineup, it seems to fall apart. It seems to be a single-digit hit night guaranteed, and the runs will certainly be at a premium if you take one guy out. You know, they've made some bad trades. They've made some good trades. I think they're missing Adam Duvall right now.
Right.
Whatever they hoped in Jared Parker. I mean, I don't know how much you want to give a guy a long leash when he doesn't have much of a track record and he's got a .227 on base right now.
Yeah, very true. And that again, left field continues to confound the Giants. We thought we had certainly a great story in spring with Chris Marrero. Hasn't worked out since the season began. He's batting .056 right now. Parker, again, struggling in left field as well, batting .150, as you point out. So, again, left field, we talked about this before, I think. You can carry the bat out there if the rest of the lineup is doing its job. But you hit on it, Damon. Once Posey leaves, and of course Crawford's out for a couple days, so now all of a sudden it becomes a much thinner lineup, and I think overall you don't have that extra bat to pick you up in left field when Posey's out or when maybe the rest of the lineup isn't quite hitting as they should. So center field's been tough for them as well, with Span being in and out of the lineup and, of course, not really hitting all that well to this point in the season. So, to me, I'd make this point, Damon. Watch closely the trade negotiations and brinksmanship involving Ryan Braun, because Ryan Braun continues to be a very good fit for the Dodgers. I was told this week the Dodgers and the Brewers are still talking about a Ryan Braun trade. We'll see how much momentum it gets as time goes on. But Braun fits the Dodgers very well, who are 1-4 against lefty starters. He also fits the Giants. And Lorenzo Cain does too. And if the Royals keep going in the wrong direction, do not be surprised if Cain becomes the object of the Giants' affection as we get towards July, because righty bat, he's been a world champion. He knows how to play in October. He's a former LCS MVP. So if things continue to not move in the right direction, Damon, with the left field production and even Span and center, because Cain could play center or the corners, I would say pay very close attention to the Braun and Lorenzo Cain trade markets.
John Morosi, Fox Sports and MLB Network here on 95.7 The Game. The A's get Kendall Graveman on the hill tonight against Dallas Keuchel. That's a pretty good pitching matchup, considering Keuchel is a bona fide ace. And all of a sudden, Kendall Graveman, I think, would like that honor himself.
You know what, Damon? I've been surprisingly impressed here with the way the A's have pitched this season. We talked in spring about how I was a little concerned. I pointed out that Triggs was the most experienced guy in this rotation from a standpoint of his age. Well, Triggs has pitched pretty well. Graveman's pitched pretty well. Hahn, last night, solid outing. So you're starting to dream on this team a little bit and say, you know what? The Mariners have disappointed the world with the way they've played right now. The Angels, I think they still, I realize they're near the top of the division, but they still have some serious rotation concerns. So as I'm saying these things, Damon, I'm talking myself into saying, you know what? The A's may have a better shot at being at least a wild card contender than I thought in spring training. Overall, it's a better pitching ball club. Now, they've got some options there in the late innings. They could close with Doolittle. You could close, obviously, with Casilla if you want to as well. So it's a better pitching staff than I thought. And now I think offensively, Healy has to get it going again. But I think if he does, then you like the way that he is sitting there with Davis in the middle part of that lineup. So I think overall, pitching better than expected. Offensively, maybe if they get one more bat going, I think we'll see a lot this weekend. It's a nice test for them against Houston, who I still think is a really good ball club and probably the class of the division. I think it's going to be a nice test for them this weekend. Depending on how things go there, I think we'll know a lot more about the A's come the end of the weekend there on Sunday.
You know, we never want to waste our time with you. We want to dive right into the good baseball stuff, but we do need to ask you this, John. They're serving grasshoppers, toasted grasshoppers in Seattle. How desperately hungry would you need to be to even think of eating one? Or are you the experimental food guy and give me a grasshopper, let's try one?
I am usually, Damon, a very diverse palate guy. I love trying different kinds of food. But if it looks too much the way that it looked in nature, or if I have too intimate of knowledge of the way that it looked in nature, it's a little hard for me to consume it at that point in time. So
you don't know what chickens look like, John?
Well, I know, but I guess it's not. Damon, it's not as present in your mind.
Yes.
Okay? By the time
yes.
it's actually arriving to your plate, you just kind of go. All right. So the grasshopper, you're just very aware of exactly what it is, what it was, and maybe how it feels going down. I just can't. It's kind of. I'm glad that I already ate earlier, and I'm in a good place right now with my digestion, because I'm not quite sure that that's what I want to do. But I will say this: think about Seattle in general, Damon. It's Safeco is like AT&T. It's got some of the best food in baseball. So why would you, with all the great smells that you've got at Safeco, why you would go for the grasshopper? I can't figure it. You know, so sometimes I'm all about the avant-garde food at the ballpark. Love that. Love having the cultural experience. But you know what? At the end of the day, I guess Polish sausage has never sounded so good to me right now.
Yeah, that does sound a lot better. There's no doubt about it. Thank you very much. Always appreciate talking to you, John, and we'll do it again next week. Enjoy what should be a great weekend.
Have a great holiday weekend to you and everybody out there. And always excited to talk baseball to you, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. By the way, right here it says that, what do we got? Damon, this is from the text line. In your opinion, what makes a guy a bona fide ace? Games won, continued success. Does Sonny deserve the title? That's a pretty good question from the text line, and we're going to pick it up next right there. Every now and then, we get such a good question here on the text line that it takes the show in a different direction. The question last segment was, in your opinion, what makes a guy a bona fide ace? Is it games won? Is it continued success? And does Sonny deserve the title? So a bona fide ace is your opening day starter. But even that doesn't necessarily bonify them, because sometimes it comes with a caveat, like Sonny Gray was going to be the opening day starter, and then he got food poisoning, and then he wasn't. So just being the opening day starter does not make you the ace. The ace is basically, it's a tip of the cap to the organization's belief in this guy is our best. This is our first pitcher out of the bullpen in every big moment, you know, in terms of a start. You know, game one, game seven, this is our guy. That's an ace. And you know, you could say, well, you have to have a certain statistical threshold to be an ace. An ace means you're eating 220 innings for breakfast. No big whoop. An ace means your ERA lives under 3. An ace means your whip is always a sexy under one number. Those sorts of things. Big strikeout artists. Ground ball to fly out ratio. Just sizzling. All those little things that you think go into it. It's almost like, more than anything else, you're the captain. You're the captain of the pitching staff. Any and all things, in all celebratory moments, we turn to you. In all crisis, we turn to you. When we're having a losing streak, you're the guy who stops it. And then, you know, you got your aces of aces. You know, I've always said, who is the ace if they were both on the same staff, Kershaw or Bumgarner? Regular season, the answer's pretty easy. It's even easier in the postseason, isn't it? So, there's a lot of different things that go into it. Your franchise goes into it. And the whole thing about Sonny Gray being this team's ace, it would be wonderful if he could assume that role again, because nothing gets you more on the trade market than your ace. And really, that's where I think the A's are going here. The single best way this year can play out is you've identified building blocks. You're looking at people who you're going to go forward with. Sonny catches fire. But due to just the logistical realities of everything, the A's are not, I don't think the A's are going to be a contending playoff team. So somewhere around that trade deadline, Sonny's cracked off 8 wins in a row, and you got interest from every single team in baseball willing to give you the 2 top prospects to add a guy like that. That's what I think you're hoping for. The amount of people trying to sell me on grasshoppers being superfood because of how loaded with protein they are, I really don't care. Another guy here says, you know, Damon, grasshoppers are an aphrodisiac. Yeah, so's Barry White. I just think I'll put on an album. You know, come on. I don't care. You could walk in right now and be like, if you eat this grasshopper, I guaranteed you get laid. And I'd be like, I'll get a cheeseburger and just take my chances.
Really? I will totally try it. You have to try it at least once.
Again,
it's so small.
I did not rise to the top of the food chain to go that far back. That's it.
But it's got lime and chili on it. What more do you need?
You know what, though?
Lime and chili makes everything delicious.
Right, but you know what also has lime and chili on it? Like tortilla chips, which are also crunchy, like a fried grasshopper. So I'm just going to hang.
So you're good.
I'm just going to hang out over in Tortillaville while you are eating something that my dog might eat if he came across one on the sidewalk. Blech. Sorry.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It sounds disgusting, but I'm still going to do it because you have to try it.
I think you're just compelled to do it because you know that you'd be going away from your hot Latina tendencies if you left a grasshopper on the table, because it's kind of a cultural thing.
It kind of is. It kind of is.
See,
I knew exactly what they were when you, like, chapulines. They make them with lime and chili.
It's like a Jew who's forced to pretend they like gefilte fish. You're culturally obligated to try it, and so you do it, and then you're like, that was disgusting, but because I'm Jewish, I have to pretend I like this. I think that
you're probably right.
That's in the category that you'd be in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm going to find a place.
Speaking of finding a place, there is no place you need to look for Warrior basketball in the playoffs other than right here. 95.7 The Game is your playoff home on the radio, on the mobile app, on the website, the streaming. We've got you covered. Don't miss a minute leading up to, during, or following any Warrior game. Game 1 coverage against Portland starts Sunday morning at 9, and then we're going to be on the air at 11, Kerry Keating and I with Warriors warm-up. Tim Roy takes over at noon, and we're tipping this bad boy off at 12:30. Should be fun. Let's go to Safe at Third, who wants to talk a little Giants baseball. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Long time no hear from. Good to hear from you, and especially you, Gianna. Let me say this.
Oh, thanks.
My favorite call.
And happy Good Friday. Let me say this as an old-time baseball fan from New York and now here. The Giants are not going to make it with the left field. Let's just be real. And I know I'm not, you know, Bruce Bochy. I'm not there every day. I'm not talking to the fellas every day. But your left fielder is not going to make it. Spahn needs to go. He's hurt too much, and he's 30-something years old. He's not giving you anything. Get rid of your middle relief. They're not going to give you anything. They're just not being responsive to the nature of what's going on out there at the time. They're falling apart.
Well, here's the thing. The Giants have major, major glaring. You do not need to be a GM to see that you are going to war with less than your opponent. at left field and center field pretty much every night, and Pence is always like an oblique pull or some weird injury away from missing a month. At least that's the way it feels, or at least that's the way it feels like it's gone. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating and it's more of a feeling than a reality, but I always look as Pence as like, that. He's like, Pence has to be your frosting. He cannot be your cake.
Right, but they saw this last year. We all sat there and watched it last year. There has to be a certain movement. You come in this year with the same thing. Mad Bum should not be 0-2. He should be 3-0. The guy's pitching lights out.
He is.
He's pitching lights out. He should not be where he is now. I know they're going to make some changes. I know they're talking in the back office and everything, but they got to make them. Sonny Gray's done. He's done. He's done his name.
No, we don't know that. Oh, stop. Because he could come back. Here's the thing. We all know that any A at any moment for any reason could be traded at the right price. And if you're saying that he's done as an A, it will mean because he came back, pitched very, very well, and got traded, which I think benefits the club more 2 years from now than any amount of Sonny Gray being your ace would right here. You know, thinking about it, where do the A's need to improve? They've gotten a little bit better, but, you know, Rajay Davis can't be there forever. And whoever's about to get paid, they're probably still at least one ballpark away from really throwing money around, even though the word is, oh, if we were contenders, we'd be adding this year. I want to believe that. In Dave Cavill, we trust, and so on and so forth. But you got to sell a lot of upper deck tickets to pick up a real big impact player at the deadline if that's what you're going to do. So instead of anyone talking about what they might be, let's see who they are. Let's see what happens. We all know what the natural course of events for the A's normally is, could be, would be, should be. And we'll see if they go with the grain or against the grain, if they're in a position to be a buyer or a seller. There's an awful lot of baseball before we get there. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. When it comes to the playoff preview, oh, you're getting one. Steve Kerr, as a matter of fact, is going to join me at 5 o'clock. If you're wondering, have you played Tim Roy on acid yet? The answer is no, which means sometimes over the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, we will play it. That's how that's going to work. Sometime over the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, you, if you're caller number 9, when you hear the Tim Roy on acid sounder, you will be going with a friend to see Portland Warriors Game 1 Sunday. Happy Easter. So be listening for your chance to win over the next 2 hours and 15 minutes. We are going to get you officially excited for the playoffs by taking a big one last long look back with all kinds of sexy bells and whistles on it. Stay tuned. A recap of the 10 best games, moments, performances from the Warriors regular season is next on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.